Now, it's been absolute ages since we had a podiatrist on the show talking about foot health, and I can see from the number of questions already streaming in that that is something we shouldn't let happen again. I'm delighted to rectify the situation today as we welcome on the line Chandini Gopal, who is one of several podiatrists working for a group called Feet for Life. They've got branches all over the city, including Constantia, Mitchell's Plain, Monte Vista, Belleville and Mowbray. And Chandini has a particular interest in pain management associated with foot conditions, but she's also well able to answer your questions about ingrown toenails, corns, bunions, diabetic feet. Those are some of the queries already coming through on the WhatsApp line. If you'd like to add your question, please send a message to 072 567 1567. Chandini, wonderful to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. I know you did your podiatry degree at the University of Johannesburg and then went on to postgraduate pain management studies at UCT. Tell us a little bit more about that passion for treating pain associated with foot problems.
Yes, no, thank you. So pain, as you know, everyone can experience pain and is often misunderstood. So my interest grew with especially our diabetic patients who always suffer with pain. And it's not very well often diagnosed or managed. So my interest just stems from trying to help the diabetic patients and general non-diabetic patients just to manage their pain in a better way. And also just understanding one's pain is very important as well.
What are some of the common conditions that cause pain in the feet specifically? Besides the diabetic complications, there are others that can be extremely painful, not so?
That is correct. So pain can stem from musculoskeletal, so if one is a sports player, to having arthritic pain, just general neuropathy from being diabetic or even non-diabetics, which can often have issues from lower back, but then that pain can transfer down to the foot.
Right. Now, we'll talk about the diabetic care in just a moment, but before we get to that, in general terms, do we do enough to look after our feet? Chandini, are there steps we should be taking, pardon the pun, every single day to give them a little bit more TLC than we do?
Most definitely. I think a lot of people don't do a lot of foot care or just basic care for their feet. It's very underlooked and undercared for. So people can definitely do much more than they are actually doing at the moment.
Can you give us some examples of what we can do better?
Definitely. So one of the most common issues that I found in my practice is that patients wear the incorrect shoe size. Yes. So this goes for all ages. Basically, a good fitting shoe can avoid a lot of issues. Can avoid bunions later in life, hermatomas, corns, ingrown toenails as well.
Okay.
So a closed shoe, when you wear a closed shoe, you should ideally move your foot all the way to the front of the shoe as far forward as possible. Obviously, you're doing this test with a sock on. Then your index finger and your middle finger should be able to fit in at the back of the shoe between the heel counter of the shoe and the heel of your foot. It should be fitting adjacently.
Okay.
That means that the shoe is fitting very correctly. If you can only fit one finger in at the back, that means the shoe is too tight for you. If you can fit more than two fingers, that then that means that the shoe is too large. And also a large shoe can also be as equally as bad as a ill-fitting tight shoe.
So two fingers worth. Okay, that's news to me. Okay.
Yes. Then the other part of the same test is that you need to then move your foot all the way to the back of the shoe as far back as possible. So now your heel of your foot will be sitting adjacent to the heel counter of the shoe. Then you need to take, it's a thumb's width between the longest toe, the tip of the longest toe and the tip of the shoe. It needs to be your thumb's width. So that also is another indication that the shoe is fitting correctly at the tip of the foot. In a sports shoe, if you do that test, your sports shoes need to be one size bigger than your normal shoe sizes. This is very important for sports people. So these are your runners, your soccer players, and for kids and adults as well. Having a shoe size bigger than your normal shoe size will prevent ingrown toenails. It can prevent nail trauma, blisters, etc. So that's also very important, which a lot of patients often don't stew.
I'd never heard that before as well. And I'm thinking back, every single pair of shoes that I own is the same size, Chandani. I had no idea I should be thinking of going bigger for the ones I run in, for example. So thank you so much for that advice.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Okay. Now, there are just questions streaming in on our WhatsApp line. So I think the best thing we can do is just jump straight in and deal with some of the big ones. The very first person who mailed was John, who did want you to speak a little bit about foot care for diabetics. You've already mentioned it's one of the key factors in pain. What are some of the basics the diabetic needs to know about foot care?
So firstly, diabetic patients should be seeing a podiatrist at least every 6 months to a year, if not more often, depending on how severe their diabetes and their foot care is. Foot care for a diabetic patient, the basics is to make sure to look at your feet every single day to make sure that there's nothing unusual that's present on your feet. And if there is anything unusual that wasn't there the day before, to contact your podiatrist as soon as possible to have that assessed and managed.
Okay, thank you for that.
Yes.
The other immediate question that came in was to do with bunions. And, oh gosh, I know that there, I don't know if this is a generational thing. I'm aware of so many people of my parents' generation who have bunions and are so resistant to having surgery to fix them because they've been told it is so painful and takes so long to recover from. And I suspect that the process has probably moved on quite a bit since they first had that seed planted. Chandani, how invasive and difficult is that surgery really?
It depends on the patient and the severity of their bunions. It is best to do conservative management as best as possible. If the bunions are very painful and it is affecting one's daily living activities, then it would be good to consult a foot and ankle surgeon for that bunion surgery. But generally, if caught sooner, it can be managed with appropriate footwear, bunion devices, foot exercises as well that can just prevent it from getting worse and just try and help strengthen the foot and try and improve the formation of the bunion.
Okay, so if you can wait until unless it's really severe, from what you're saying, it's really worth exploring alternatives. Having said that, though, Chandani, if you are at the point where it's really debilitating, it's causing huge pain, it's causing balance issues, etc., the surgery, how long does one have to be off one's feet entirely after surgery like that?
So an orthopedic surgeon would be best to be able to advise that, but generally it is done in stages. So for the first couple of weeks, you need to be completely non-weight bearing. And then thereafter, the surgeon would put the patient in a offloading shoe, like a moon boot, which will then aid their recovery. It's very vital for them to follow the surgeon's post-care management to ensure that it is healing well. I have seen many successful cases of a bunion surgery as well. So that is definitely something to consider if the patient would like to go that route.
Okay, thank you for that. But a foot and ankle surgeon, the person who would tackle that, thank you. All right, several people asking about plantar warts. And I think before we answer what to do about them, perhaps it's worth taking a moment to just say a little bit more about what they are, because it's a different creature from the kind of wart that you might get on other parts of the body, right?
Sort of. So there's different strains of warts. Plantar wart merely means that there's plantar meaning foot. So it just means that there's a wart on one's foot.
Okay.
The different strains can vary as well, even if it is on the foot. But a plantar wart is basically a viral infection that one can get from an environment, such as the pool sides or gyms, even just from a shoe that you've recently purchased that the patient, that the previous person might have had who wore the shoe.
Okay. And so obviously if you practice good foot hygiene then and avoid situations like that, you can reduce your chances of getting them. Once you do have them though, obviously it's a very painful and debilitating place to have a wart on the spot that you put so much pressure on. What can be done to treat them?
So there are a few treatments. Some are home care managements just to sort of do preventative care. But generally, the main treatment for plantar warts is liquid nitrogen treatment. It's basically to burn the wart off the foot and to kill it and prevent it from replicating.
Okay, now one of our listeners has mailed in to say her daughter's got a huge one on her foot. They've tried freezing it and they've tried the chemical cream from the dermatologist and it's not going away. Not the first time I've heard of them being incredibly stubborn, I have to say, Chandani.
Yes, no, they are very stubborn. Warts actually can go quite big and deep. They actually kind of form roots into your foot, and they are attached to your nerve and blood supply. So perhaps for that listener, her daughter might need a more intense treatment. Mm-hmm. Okay. Different podiatrists or practitioners do different sort of treatments. I've generally included two different treatments when I've done my treatments for plantar warts for stubborn ones, and that has been effective. But generally, one should boost the immune system as well, and it's very important to disinfect surfaces that come into contact with their foot. Okay. That could also just prevent a reoccurrence and for it to get worse as well. But warts are stubborn, and one would need more than one treatment, especially if it's a large wart. More than one treatment is definitely needed on average.
Thank you for that. Just for the sake of anyone who's come in midway to the interview, our guest is Chandani Gopal, who is one of a group of podiatrists working for a practice called Feet for Life. It's the digit four. They've got several branches all over Cape Town, and I will share their contact details at the end of the interview, I promise. Chandani, ingrown toenails, you've mentioned several times, you've mentioned how important it is to have a good-fitting shoe to avoid developing ingrown toenails. Mm-hmm. Once you've got them, though, they're the very devil to get rid of, aren't they? What can be done once one has developed?
So ingrown toenails, there's many causes of it. It can be treated more conservatively initially before doing an actual nail surgery, which podiatrists can do. That is, for my practice, my last resort is a nail surgery, or if it's very chronic for the patient. But generally, just managing basic things like your footwear, managing if you perspire a lot, your nail cutting technique is also very important, which can prevent the reoccurrence of ingrown toenails. But please, it's best for patients not to try and do their own ingrown toenail treatment, because often it does make it worse and more challenging for the podiatrist to manage. So if you do have an ingrown toenail, rather make an appointment with your podiatrist as soon as possible, and it can be managed conservatively, or if needed, if it's really severe, an ingrown toenail surgery can be done then. But that would be assessed and discussed with the podiatrist on consultation as well.
Okay, so for example, Tina writing in to me to say, I trim my nails religiously, but I just cannot seem to stop my one big toenail from growing inward. You mentioned the technique of cutting. Is Tina perhaps cutting, is there a wrong way and a right way to cut your toenails?
That is correct. So it's best to cut the nails straight across, or to follow the shape of your nail. Some people do have very rounded nails or toenails, but never cut into the sides of the nails. The moment you cut too round, you are inviting ingrown toenails to present.
Okay. Making lots of notes here, because there are all kinds of things that I've not heard of before. Don't cut into the side of the nail. Very important.
Yes, generally, very important.
Fungal infections, another thing that are really tough to get rid of. Once you've got a fungal infection under the toenail, it can be the devil itself to get out of there. You mentioned nail surgery being one of the last resorts for ingrown toenails. I have had people say, you know, this fungal infection I can't shake. I wish they would just take the toenail off and let it be treated and then grow back again. That's easier said than done, and quite a long-term process, isn't it? How long does it actually take a toenail to grow back?
It takes a nail between 9 months to a year for it to be completely grown back. But there are also complications when a full nail plate is removed. Okay. There can be issues with the regrowth. And removing the entire nail plate is not necessarily a treatment for nail fungus.
Yeah.
Unless it's really, really, really bad, but it does not confirm by removing the nail that the fungus will go away. Fungus can still lie in the cuticles and on the nail bed itself if it's not treated. So the best treatment for nail fungus, it is a long process, and it does take time, but one just needs to persist with the correct treatments, home care and podiatry care, and there is laser nail therapy for fungal infections, which are also very successful, and also oral therapy, although oral medication can be a bit harmful for some patients, especially for one's liver, so it's best to consult one's GP for that prescription.
Okay, and if you were to be seeking out the laser nail therapy, is that something a podiatrist would offer, or would you have to ask somebody else for that?
podiatry practices do offer. Our practice does offer laser therapy at a few of our branches.
Okay, thank you for that. Interesting question from one of our listeners asking, do feet grow longer as you age?
Yes, in a way. So as we get older, our feet do change due to various factors, such as with pregnant ladies, there's extra pressure on the feet. So the arches of the feet tend to flatten out slightly, and then in turn, it does get longer as a result. Feet can also get wider as well. So it's generally, if one has been having a weight-bearing job for many years, such as teachers or pregnancy sports patients as well, the feet can definitely get longer as a result of activities and conditions.
Okay, so my size 4, I mean, I saw in pregnancy with my one foot grew a little bit longer than the other. I went from being a standard size 4 to 1 foot of 4 and 1 of 4 and a half, and it's been quite inconvenient, I have to say, ever since.
Exactly. So that shoe size testing I mentioned in the beginning of the show, it's very important to constantly check it as we go throughout our entire lifespan, especially for the kids. It's very important for parents to keep an eye on that for them as well.
Chandani, it's been fantastic having you on the show again, and I can see from the number of questions we didn't get near that we'll have to do it again soon. But thank you so much for your time today. Final question to you is, if one of our listeners would like to reach out to one of your team at Feet for Life, what's the best way to make contact?
They can find us on Google and contact the respective practice. All of our contact information is online, so they can just Google Feet for Life and we will be found.
Chandani Gopal, thank you so much for joining us today. Podiatrist at Feet for Life. And the website is feet and then the digit 4 and then the word life. feetforlife.co.za. As I mentioned, 7 different branches. I think it is all over Cape Town, from Constantia to Goodwood to Mitchell's Plain to Mowbray Rondebosch. So you should be able to find somebody in a convenient location for you.